This is the IBEW NECA Halftime Show.
16-0, host Georgia leading Mizzou at the half. We're back here in our Columbia Mo studios. I'm Brad Trinago. Matt Michaels is here with me also. On time and on budget, that's what you hear from Union Electrical Contractors. IBEW NECA Contractors want your business today and tomorrow. Give them a call. You won't be disappointed. Well, the zero part, obviously, Matt, is problematic. Only 99 yards of total offense for the Tigers in that first half. This Georgia defense, unfortunately, is as good as advertised.
Well, they're pretty good, and I think in some of the early drives we might have seen Taylor Powell try to get used to this game, and then you saw the one nice long drive that the Tigers had right there to the doorstep, but unfortunately you have a scoring opportunity there if you're Missouri, and he throws an interception a little bit too tall for Albert O, and Georgia turns that into points. Really, if the Bulldogs would have finished their possessions with more scoring, it could be a lot worse than 16-0 right now. I think Missouri's defense has helped keep them in this game.
According to Barry Odom pregame, Kelly Bryant was a true game-time decision with that hamstring issue and apparently unable to give it a go tonight. So Taylor Powell checking in. He's at 8 of 17 for 60 yards and an interception. I thought Howard Richards hit on an interesting point early in the game, Matt, that it seemed Matt Powell was kind of locking on to one target. And, you know, maybe that's a deal where you got a backup sophomore in there in a hostile environment. You want to try and simplify things for him a little bit, but regardless, for the most part, it's been a struggle for him.
Well, you're thrown right into the fire, right? And these are very good athletes on the Georgia side. They tend to bend but don't break, perhaps a little bit defensively, not give you a lot. They don't cause a lot of disruptive plays. And maybe Powell's realizing that and the offensive line's adjusting to that and giving him some time to operate. But he's going to have time to operate in the second half because Missouri's not going to have a comeback without him.
No Jonathan Johnson in this game either, unable to make the trip due to an illness. Albert Okwuegbunam, not a lot of targets, just one, in fact, in that loss against Kentucky. Five targets in the first half in this contest, three receptions for 24 yards. Like you said, if you want to make a comeback, you got to get it going. And I think Albert O, that's probably the one spot athletically where Mizzou might have a mismatch.
Yeah, I would expect more to go towards Albert in the second half, and you have to look at just holistically what it's going to have to be for Missouri. The defense has to cue it right out of the break with what? Another stop and no points on the board, and then Missouri can start to go to work. Even getting a field goal at this point would give a little bit of interest, maybe just a little bit of that motivation to try to get things going in the second half. It's been an offensive struggle. You kind of knew it would be, but the defense has given you cover. Now you have to go out and execute.
And as Matt mentioned, Georgia will get the ball coming out of halftime to start the third quarter. All of the extra points and field goals in this game will lead to $100 each for special teams for Special Olympics Missouri, their compliments of the River Region Credit Union. Let's go now to our Markham's Moment.
Tonight we profile Missouri junior cornerback Christian Holmes, a native of Leland, Mississippi. Holmes did not play football until his junior year in high school. Why?
I really didn't grow up liking the sport. My brothers always played it. I was more of a track runner. And then my 10th grade year, my brother, future in football, was coming to an end. He wasn't going to go out to college. And I was like, I think I got the skill set to do it. So I tried out for the team my 10th grade year and got cut. So I didn't think I was built out for it. But I ended up moving off to Atlanta with my brother to finish off my last 2 years of high school to have a better opportunity with the sport and with just trying to get an education in it. You know, in a higher education in high school, so it worked out for me.
That's Leland, Mississippi native, Mizzou cornerback Christian Holmes. And I'm Mike Kelly with Markham's Missouri Profile.
Thank you, Mike. Our halftime report's brought to you by Bud Light, proud friend of the Mizzou Tigers. Saturdays are better with a crisp Bud Light at your tailgate. Keep it crisp, Mizzou. Please drink responsibly. Georgia in front of the Tigers at the break right now. It is 16-0. The IBEW NECA Halftime Show continues next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College.